If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Robert is on the phone and he took the girl that he wants to call today, her name is Rebecca, to a sporting event. Always a good idea. Unless, of course, it's a six-year-old's basketball game. What was the score, by the way, Robert? 9-6?
Seriously?
It's actually even less than that.
Oh, all right. Good job, kids. Good job. Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, Robert actually forgot that he had his kid the night that he scheduled a date with Rebecca. She has a kid, too. And he had to take him to a basketball game. And Rebecca actually was like, fine, I'll go. So they went to the basketball game and then had dinner after. He said everything went great. He even got a kiss in the middle of the game. Ooh. And now she's not calling him back and he can't figure out why. You ready to get her on the phone, Robert?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I just really want to find out why she hasn't gotten back to me. I can't figure it out. I'm completely baffled. So I just want to hear the truth. I just want to find out what the deal is.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure it out. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Rebecca?
Yes.
Hello, Rebecca. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
What are you doing?
Tell people to talk on the phone.
Who is this?
Hey, this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What? Who is this, really?
My name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. I talk like people do. Understand it.
You're calling me from the radio right now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. How are you?
I'm fine.
You sound confused is what you sound.
Yeah, could it be the accent or could it be the radio part? Who knows?
What is this about?
Well, we do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Update. And you went out with a dude named Robert a little while ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Robert emailed us because he told us all about your date, and he also told us that you aren't calling him back or returning any of his text messages, and he was wondering why.
This is the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me. What? I don't... Is this is for real?
It is, unless you haven't gone out with a guy named Robert.
Yeah.
No, I did. I did.
So, yeah, is there a particular reason you don't want to see Robert again?
You know, I just don't think that Robert and I will work out in the end. That's all.
He doesn't see that at all.
Okay.
Can you give us any information to give to him? I mean, that's why we do these, is so people can figure out what they're doing wrong in dating. And Robert really wants to know, especially when he said that you kissed him in the middle of the date.
Oh, okay. Wow. He told us.
Yeah, he did tell us that.
Whoa.
Either you liked him or you really liked the popcorn that you traded the kiss for.
Oh, my. Are you kidding me? No. This is.
I thought it was cute.
Oh, boy.
Though.
Yeah, if somebody kisses me in the middle of a date, I usually think the date is going well.
Yeah.
But it sounds like, you know.
Well, it was going well then.
Okay. So when did it change?
Well, oh, my. Okay, so I don't know if he told you, but we went out to dinner afterwards, after this game, and this thing happened at dinner, and it was just weird and awkward, and it was kind of a big deal, and I honestly can't get it out of my head, and it's that big.
It's that big.
It's so big. It's
you guys,
no way.
She's not talking
and you found
about
that out
that?
At dinner?
The 6-year-old was at dinner with them. What are you talking about?
Well, I hope that didn't happen then.
Oh, my God, Rebecca.
Am I right?
I'm
am
sorry.
I reading into what you're saying right, Rebecca?
She means situation.
It was the situation.
Oh, okay. Can you tell us what happened?
Thank God.
He's really curious.
Okay. We finished eating dinner, and his son asked for some ice cream, and his kid is 6. Mm-hmm. And so Robert tells him, no, he can't have ice cream.
Yeah.
Then he literally said, well, your team lost and ice cream is for winners.
Oh,
ice cream is for winners.
Wow. What was the kid's response?
he just, like, he looked so sad and defeated. Oh. Like, he had already, like, lost his game. Like, it was their, I mean, they're six. They couldn't reach the basket. Like, nobody scored. It was the worst. Like, right? It was, like, one basket was the winning. And then he just looked so sad and, like, just heartbroken. Like, it was just this simple little request after dinner. And it was just so harsh. And it was heartbreaking. Like, I have my own kid, and I would never, like, it broke my heart. I just thought, like, what a jerk.
But
well,
I
think
know,
about that,
like,
the next time they lose a game.
Yeah.
Then.
I know you guys are joking, but growing up, my dad was my softball coach forever. And when we were in elementary school, we only got ice cream when we won.
Not my parents. You always got
know.
Ice cream.
But that was, like, understood going into it. Like, if we win, we get ice cream. If we don't, we go home.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's harsh for a kid, I think. I just think, like, it's ice cream. It's not, like, what are we teaching? I want to teach my kids that there's more than just, like, what the final score is in a basketball game. That's
well, did,
like,
you ask him what his, like, philosophy was with the no ice cream thing?
No, I didn't. But, I mean, his son was right there, and he just looked so sad. And, I mean, I didn't want to make a thing of it in front of his kid.
Right, because that's
get into a whole big conversation.
Yeah. She's like, I'll buy him some ice cream.
Yeah.
And we were done then. I mean, dinner was over. I just wanted to leave then.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it seems like you could at least have told him, like, hey, our parenting theories don't match up.
They don't. Our parenting skills are very different, but I just didn't want to make a thing of it in front of his son.
Well, he is on the phone listening right now and wants to talk to you.
he's where?
I don't know. I'm somewhere, but he's on the phone. Like, I don't know where he's physically sitting, if that was your question, but he is on the other line and wants to talk to you.
I hope you're joking.
Hi, Rebecca.
Nope, not joking. That's Robert.
Oh.
I mean, if you had a problem, like, this is the problem, you should have told me about it. You should have brought it up to me. I mean, my son knows the rules at home. You know, when you win, you get ice cream. You don't win, nothing.
Well, I think it was pretty clear, if you were listening to my whole call, that I feel differently about winning versus losing and rewards and something as simple as ice cream. You did see your son's face, right? You broke his heart. It was the saddest thing to see his face like that. He's 6 years old.
He wasn't running hard enough. He could have run faster. They lost. I mean, you know, I have to be tough on my son. You know,
six.
I'm trying to prepare my son for adulthood. You know, you have to work hard. You have to win.
Yeah, when he's the next, like, CEO of some major company and writes a book called Ice Cream is for Winners, you'll see.
Robert, I mean, what is the purpose of doing the ice cream only for winning?
Give him motivation so he can work harder. You know, I teach him to play hard, to be a winner, to give it his all, not to half it on the basketball court.
Whoa.
I mean, if you have a different parenting style, I mean, that's probably quite obvious in the way that you were brought up, in the way you're raising your kid, maybe. I don't know.
So you're judging me right now? That's what's happening. You're judging me because I would give my kid ice cream in this situation.
Absolutely.
Whoa.
I believe that ice cream is for winners. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Okay.
And if you don't agree with that, then maybe you're the one that's not being a good parent.
Whoa! Jeez. Dude, shots fired!
I mean, all I can say is that this basketball was more than half the size of your child. You think he needs to run faster? He's 6 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand this, like, food for winning thing. I mean, you brought me some plain, dry popcorn. You didn't put butter or salt on this popcorn, and I still gave you a kiss. So how about that, Robert?
I'll tell you why you gave me a kiss. It's because I'm a winner, Rebecca.
Oh, my God. Rebecca, I am so sorry for defending this guy for moments before we actually talk to him.
Yeah, if you have to identify yourself as a winner, that is the most loser thing you could possibly say.
Yeah, that is truth.
Well, in that case, would you like to go on a second date with Robert, Rebecca? We will pay for it.
Oh, my God.
No.
You sure you don't want to think about it some more?
Definitely still no.
He's a winner.
More no than it was that first night.
Dude, and Robert, lighten up on your six-year-old, man. That's intense.
My son is going to thank me in about 20 years from now when he's making seven-figure salary, thanking that his dear old dad pushed him harder on the basketball court to run that little bit more than the other kids.
Oh.
You know, you have to be tough in this world. And if you guys there in the recording studio don't agree with that, then I sincerely suggest you like look at your own lives and how you were brought up and how you're raising your own children.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah. I'm sure he's going to be thanking you, or his therapist is, for all the money he's going to have to pay.
And, Rebecca, I see the future, and it will be your child washing my son's car.
Dude, rude.
You're crazy. You're like a crazy human. Like, of course you are. You called the radio to try to deal with this. You couldn't even read my social signs on the ride home that you were treating your kid like he is a CEO. He's six. It was a big deal. He got his shorts to stay up for the whole thing. Like,
good point.
Come on.
Good point.
I don't really have anything else to say. I think I said it all.
Yeah, I think we are. Rebecca said she doesn't want to go out with you again, so you do not get a second date, Robert.
Loser.
You say loser, I say winner. Okay. And all you guys can go to hell.
All right. Well, you don't get a second date, so I'm guessing no ice cream after this whole phone call for you, Robert. But keep winning.